And welcome, my friends, to celebrate the first Sunday of Lent. Today, you heard the gospel reading is all about temptations of Jesus. The first Sunday, we have this beautiful gospel on teaching us how Jesus was tempted, and we also can be tempted, how we can overcome the temptation. Second Sunday, next Sunday, we will have a beautiful story of transfiguration of our Lord, showing us that if you are faithful to the Lord with the Lenten observance, we also can be like our Lord, who gave us a glimpse of his own resurrected body. We also can be in heaven like Jesus. Third Sunday, we will have the story of the tree which never gave fruit. Jesus asked to be cut it off because it is not giving any fruit. It is not resulting anything good. In other words, call for repentance. Repent and believe in the gospel. That is the whole third Sunday. The fourth Sunday is Gaudete Sunday. We have a beautiful story, amazing story, told and ever told, the story of the prodigal son. Unconditional love of the father, the prodigality of the father, you know, who is always eager to forgive, always waiting to be forgiven. Then fourth Sunday, fifth Sunday, we have a beautiful story of a woman caught in adultery, again bringing us very beautifully the eagerness of God to take us back, forgive us our sins and take us back. And of course, sixth Sunday is the Palm Sunday. We will hear the passion of our Lord according to Saint Luke. And seventh Sunday, of course, is Easter Sunday. How, that's how the beautifully the readings and the theme is arranged this Lenten journey for us. Having said that, today, temptations. Let me begin with the story of Leonardo da Vinci, who painted the beautiful painting of Jesus' Last Supper, which is in Italy. And it took him 4 years to paint that painting, that picture, from 1494 to 1498, he was painting that. And during that painting, those 4 years, there is a beautiful story how he managed to imagine the 12 apostles and Jesus, and he had made his own impression of them reading and researching. But then also, he needed an real imagery, a real image how they would look like. So what he would do, he would come and stay somewhere here roadside and watch people passing by like that, and he would look at, observe them, and whoever resembles someone similar like the image he has of apostles and Jesus, he will catch hold on them, bring them inside, make them to sit, look at them and paint. He did that like that. So one day, he caught hold of a young man, standing there, seeing him walking by, caught hold of him, brought him, made him to sit in front, looked at him and painted Jesus with a beautiful beard, like wonderful looking, like Jesus. And he painted. And let him go. Then it went on, apostles one by one, Simon, Matthew, Levi, all he painted one by one. For some reason, he kept Judas at the end. And the turn came, you know, for him to paint Judas. So again he comes, he stands there and waits for, and looks at people, and he caught hold of a man, brought him in, made him to sit, and started painting Judas. Then the man said, Sir, few days back you had called me to paint Jesus. Yeah. It really happened. Few days the same man was called to bring him, brought in to pay to Jesus. And now after some time, he has become Judas. Look at the journey. Temptations. The man who looked holy, that real Jesus, after some time, he has turned out to be something else. Why? Temptations. Vulnerability. How we are vulnerable we are, that there is no any guarantee. Anybody can fall. Like King David was considered, as God called him, he's just like my son, fell almost to the ground, to the extent committed such heinous crime. So you name it, we have examples where people have fallen from grace and come to that level. Today's first reading you heard. First reading is all about the book of Deuteronomy. People just before entering the promised land, Moses gives them a pep talk and he tells them, you, when you go to the promised land, remember always, you inherited the wells which you never dug. You inherited the vineyards which you never planted. You got the houses which you never built. Now you are reaping the fruit. Never forget the God who brought you out from slavery to this promised land. Did they follow all what he said? No way. Nowhere they did. They started worshipping golden calf and they were enjoying, celebrating. Hardly Moses received 10 commandments. He was not even able to reach near him. They started celebrating. Look at when they had wanting to eat meat. They said, oh, Egypt was so good. There we used to eat fish. We had pomegranates. We had cucumbers. We had lychees. They are ready to go back to the slavery rather than putting up little struggle to go to promised land. Look at how human mind works so fast, forgetting everything. Look at King Solomon. His father David told him, my son, be good always, be faithful to God, you know, and don't do any mischief, build the temple, and gave him very nice pep talk and prepared him. What Solomon did? He had 700 wives. And that was not all. 300 concubines. Altogether 1,000 women. Our men find difficult to manage one woman. He's having 1,000 women. I'm a crazy guy. What he was doing with them, I can't understand. So, not only that, look at the gold he was to collect. 666 talents of gold per year he was collecting. Solomon, King Solomon. And so many horses he had. Those new cities were built just to, you know, house, keep his horses. To that extent, he was after power, after glory, after fame, you name it, what have you. So we can go on, list is long, but why this is happening? Same reason I told you, temptations. Now why temptations? The devil. You heard in the gospel reading today, the devil. Devil is quoting scripture to Jesus. Can you imagine? He is quoting the scripture to God. Which means he knows his scriptures as well. It's not only we know, even the devil also knows scriptures. He can quote. He can make us feel good when we are tempted. He can tell us, no, everybody is doing, you also do. It's okay. Little bit of drinks here and there. Doesn't matter. Now some small picture, imagery in the mobile phone. Is okay. Eventually it leads to watching pornography every day, masturbation every day. These are okay. Is okay. Everybody does it. You also do it. Look at. That is how devil convinces us. He can quote scripture. He can make feel good. That is what he did. Yeah. And also it says at the last line of the gospel reading, you have heard, he devil leaves Jesus only for some time, not forever. He left him only for some time, which means he was to come back again to tempt Jesus. Look at the devil's plan. Devil is always after us to tempt us, to get us do wrong. By quoting scripture, making us feel good and comfortable, that is the work of the devil. Now, look, the first parents of Adam, how devil did there. He came and showed the tree and said, look at that fruit, so beautiful to look at. You know, you can eat. It is okay to eat. You will be like God. See, that's how he enticed Adam and Eve, our first parents. That's how he enticed. So they committed three grave sins at that very moment.